We arrive at the description of unexplained wealth on the basis of the person's lawful income. If someone is making, for instance, $2,250 in special allowance and making Liberian dollars $14,000, then it seems to us that to have accumulated or to have in your account or a period of maybe 2-3 months depositing an aggregate of $300,000 plus, then it seems to us that that cannot be explained, and they did not explain how they got that money satisfactorily.
So, Madam Chairperson, let me ask, first of all, did you give these government officials a chance to come and explain to your commission your concerns?
We do not do the exercise in isolation. We do not do it in the absence of the declarant. If we cite you, we invite you. We tell you to take a time within a 10-day period that you'll be available to come. And then you come and we ask you to bring certain information or documentation that we need to verify the assets. So these people participated in the exercise. We did not do it in the back, behind them.
Mr. Blamo Nelson said he's perplexed, he's confused about the explanation that your commission gave about his assets verification. Did Mr. Blamo Nelson come before your commission to answer your questions?
He actually did. He came on several occasions and met with your team, and they had a conversation about some of the things that, according to the team, that were not clear to them, and they wanted clarification and information. And he did come in. According to the team, the explanation given did not really jive with the information before them.
So, Madam Chairman, your commission indicates that some officials of government deliberately refused to cooperate with your commission to declare their assets. Defense Minister Brownie Samukai and Police Director Chris Masekwai. Now, tell me, where does your commission go from there if these government officials refuse? Where do you go from there?
Well, we normally forward the copy of the report to the president, and because she is the appointing power. We inform her about the refusal of these people, and if she wants to take any action, then it's within her purview, to do that. We are saying that the assets declared, some of it cannot be explained in relation to the person's lawful income. We're not saying anybody stole money, but we are saying we cannot understand it. Because if somebody makes $2,000 within a period of 2-3 months, and that person can deposit over $300,000 in their account, I think any reasonable and rational person will raise eyebrow over this kind of transaction.